This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacia. We're live from WUNC studio from the North Carolina Museum of Natural Science. And of course, we're here primarily because this evening, the International Bluegrass Music Awards are going to be given out, and the band Balsam Range is up for Entertainer of the Year, Song of the Year, Album of the Year. And the total list is 7 nominations for awards for this prestigious organization, the International Bluegrass Music Association. They're having their convention here in Raleigh, and that has brought us downtown. Their latest album is called Paper Town, and it spent an unprecedented 5 consecutive months at the number one spot on the Bluegrass Unlimited National Bluegrass Survey. They're going to play tonight at the IBMA Awards show, but first they join us here. Balsam Range, Buddy Melton on the fiddle, Darren Nicholson on mandolin, Mark Pruitt on banjo, Caleb Smith on guitar, and on bass is Tim Surrett. Welcome. Good to have all of you here. Great to have you here. So you're a North Carolina band.
That's right.
And, Buddy, tell us how this band came together.
Well, ironically, we all live in West North Carolina in the same county. We're all from Haywood County and knew each other kind of. We never played together as a band, but we knew each other in different formations. And Darren did a solo project several years ago, and some of the guys played on that. I did a solo project. Some of them played on that. We started getting together for the fun of it, somebody's house, and looked around and realized that, you know, we were all kind of not tied up. Mark had come off the road, Ricky Skaggs and Tim had been doing some the gospel stuff, but found ourselves all back in town and in a similar place, similar time, and we just started playing for the fun of it, and it kind of snowballed from there. We just intended to go out and play music for fun, and it just kind of took off.
You sound like a bunch of guys who just kind of get together, had a beer, and nothing else to do, but you just threw Ricky Skaggs in there, and I think, who else? You've been playing with other bands as well.
Well, everybody has a lot of experience. Darren's traveling on the road with National Acts. Tim was spent a lot of years with folks like the Kingsmen and other gospel groups, and has played with Tony Rice and everybody in the world in bluegrass, and Caleb's done a lot of great things in music. And
you're all from the same county.
And we just happen to all live in the same place, you know.
A lot of good music. But I understand now your first gig as a group, you kind of underestimated. It was kind of a surprise for you. Was that true?
A little
more high-profile event than you thought it might have been.
Well, you know, we just set out to play music for the fun of it. But I think we all recognized we had something unique. And the fact that we're a band all from the same town is unique in itself. Most bands in this business travel hours apart just to get together and rehearse. You know, we're 10 minutes apart from each other, and we're friends. We go play golf and go fish, and our families are connected. It's just a special thing.
Well, can we hear a song now? How about Paper Town? You play that for us. So Balsam Range is with us. They're up for 7 awards at the IBMA Awards Ceremony tonight. They're going to be playing tonight at the awards ceremony, and we hope they keep all of them here in North Carolina. This is a title track from the album that is up for most of those awards, Paper Town, Balsam Range.
Peter Thompson staked his claim in a little mountain town. Kenton was her name. Told everyone that was willing, said he would, we'd be their reward. So they started making paper where the Pigeon River flows. This ain't just another paper town on a random riverside. She was built with blood, sweat, and tears, and a whole lot of pride. From the mountains and the farmlands round the smokestack she has grown. This ain't just another paper town, it's the one that I call home. Street was crashing, the mill kept going strong, while Hitler's war was raging, everyone worked twice as long. There's been mergers and sellouts and layoffs when times got tough. Talks about pollution, cleaning the river up. This ain't just another paper town somewhere along tracks. She's seen her share of ups and downs and always bounces back. From the mountains and the farmlands round the smokestack she has grown. This ain't just another paper town, it's the one that I call home. Off to college, bound to do things their own way. Through every generation, her influence is clear. She's taken care of the young and old for over 100 years. This ain't just another paper town, it's part of who I am. Molded me as a little boy so I could be a better man. From the mountains and the farmlands, round the smokestack she has grown. This ain't just another paper town, it's the one that I call home. This ain't just another paper town, it's the one that I call home.
Paper Town Balsam Range, live on the State of Things. We are in downtown Raleigh because of the International Bluegrass Music Association Convention and Awards here. And Tim, tell us about that song, Paper Town.
It was written by a friend of ours by the name of Mylon Miller, who is a Waynesville, North Carolina native. He's now a resident of Nashville. He's a professional songwriter and musician. And the song is about the little town of Canton, North Carolina, in the western end of the state where we all live around in some way or the other. And the paper mill is seen by many as a blight on that part of the state, but it's the lifeblood of that community and large part of Haywood County. A lot of our family members work there. You know, it's gone through ups and downs since it started, and I believe the construction started about 1907. And all through the years, it's changed ownership. But the working people they've maintained that tradition of hard work, and it's, you know, everywhere around us is a tourist attraction, it seems like, and in a good way. Yeah. You have the Smokies. Asheville is a hugely vibrant community, especially in the music business. You know, Maggie Valley and all that sort of thing. But Canton is where people come to work, and that's what we've sort of saluted with the Paper Town record.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We've had this whole conversation about development and how a city gets its character,
exactly.
And that's exactly what you do, and how art reflects what
sure.
people feel about the place they live.
Yeah, it was really a cool thing. We were allowed by the paper mill to go down into the mill, and we shot video. We had a video on CMT Edge, and we used some of the workers and just the scenes from around the town, the community there. And that's just what we've tried to celebrate with this particular recording, and it's really cool to see the town boosted by the success of the album.
I understand there was an accident while you were producing this song, right?
While we were working on this record, Buddy, our
yeah.
fiddle player that you've been talking to was injured severely, and he might want to speak to that. But
maybe you will, because it also speaks to, in some ways, a kind of an odd phenomenon, the fact that this album stayed and this song stayed in the public eye and ear for so long. But tell us about the accident. What happened?
Well, in West North Carolina, I have a small farm, as many people in that area do. I had beef cattle, and doing, you know, what you do on a regular basis, things happen quick. You tend to get, I guess, lose your caution with some things, I guess. But I was loading cattle and got kicked by the gate. The cow kicked the gate that I was closing, and it went back into my head, and had some major head trauma with. Basically, 12-hour surgery, reconstruction of the eye socket and the nose, and it shattered the brain, the forehead, and pushed bone fragments in the brain. So it was brain surgery, and quite extensive surgery and recovery time from that. But you never know what's coming.
How you doing now?
Doing great. Yeah, doing great.
Well, you sounded great. So this next song you're going to do, I guess, talks a little bit about that, or is part of that story. Is it not? You're going to do Wide River to Cross?
We'll do Wide River to Cross. I think the story behind that is these guys went forward with recording while I was in the hospital, and not knowing whether I'd get out or not, and be able to sing or not. And so... the day I got out of the hospital, I went over there because I needed to know if I could sing or not. And this is the first song we recorded together. So.
Wide River to Cross, Balsam Range, live on A State of Things.
There's a sorrow in the wind, blowing down the road I've been. I can hear it cry, while shadow steal the sun. But I cannot look back now, I've come too far to turn around. And there's still a race ahead that I must run. I'm only halfway home, and I've got a journey on to where I'll find the things I have lost. I've come a long, long road, but still I got miles to got a wide, wide river to cross. Trace the tracks I've made all across the memories my heart recalls. But I'm just a refugee. Won't you say a prayer for me? 'Cause sometimes even the strong soldier falls. I'm only halfway home, and I got a journey on to where I'll find the things I have lost. Now I've come along. Still I got miles to go. I've got a wide, wide river to cross. I've come a long, long road, but still I got miles to go. And I've got a wide, wide river to crawl.
Balsam Range, live on the State of Things, Wide River to Cross, and we are live in downtown Raleigh for the International Bluegrass Music Association Awards. Tim, I want to ask you just one quick question before I get you to play us out, and that is that you are on the board of the IBMA, and this music, I mean, we can hear now, this is about people, it's about places, it's about real lives, and this music is here in a city that's talking about its future, a music that is rooted in its past, and you're really pushing things forward. This music is always speaking to us, isn't it?
It is, and it's people think of it as an ancient form of music, and it is based on a lot of old style music, the old time mountain music, and of course the Celtic influence, the Scotch Irish influence. But it's a relatively young art form, but I think that's what makes it viable for every generation that they've been discussing here and their planning and whatever today. All generations, it's nostalgic for the older folks, and it's always changing and moving with new influences with the younger generations, and that's a gratifying thing as a board member, is to see the amount of young people that are learning to play this music and play it very well. So it's something I think that speaks to every generation.
It's still speaking to us, and you're doing a great job, and good luck tonight. Thank you so much.
I
want to leave
you
time to play us out, but I want to thank you all. Balsam Range is Buddy Melton on the fiddle, Darren Nicholson on mandolin, Mark Pruitt on the banjo, Caleb Smith on guitar and bass, Tim Surrett is on bass, I should say. Caleb Smith is on the guitar. Balsam Range plays this afternoon as part of Merlefest, IBMA Showcase at Longview Center, then tonight at the awards show, and they're going to play tomorrow afternoon at the Raleigh Convention Center stage as part of the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival. We are live from WUNC Studios at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. Thank you so much for listening. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Balsam Range.
One, two, three, and... He slammed the door behind him. Gone his daddy done. Left home with tomorrow, riding on his thumb. No particular direction, 17 and scared. Hitched a ride outside of Logan. Driver said, son, where you going? He said, anywhere but here. If you don't know where you're going, any old road will take you there. It's rammed seed you're sowing, and you can't find the will to care. Any way you travel, red dirt, clay, or gravel, lost without a prayer, destination anywhere, any old road will take you there. A little all-night cafe, young woman there in tears. Waitress says you want some coffee. Does anybody know you're here? She slowly tells her story. Says he don't love me anymore. I left my ring there by the bed. I don't know what lies ahead. Never been this gone before. If you don't know where you're going, any old road will take you there. When it's rammed the seed you're sowing, and you can't find the will to care. Any way you travel, red dirt, clay, or gravel, lost without a prayer, destination anywhere, any old road will take you there. Well, sometimes the road is narrow, sometimes the path is straight. At times we face so many curves, right turns are hard to make. If you don't know where you're going, any old road will take you there. When it's rammed seed you're sowing, and you can't find the will to care. Any way you travel, gravel, lost without a prayer, destination anywhere, any old road will take you there. When you're out there running scared in the middle of nowhere, any old road will take you.